produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It's great to be back with you once again. This has been a phenomenal month. We've had so much joy in our home. We've had the benefit of a Father's Day celebration on Saturday and Sunday, both days of that weekend, with our family. And we've had the great blessing, as I mentioned in our last show, of having our 2.5-year-old granddaughter with us for several weeks. And I want you to know, this has been so much fun. Yes, she's a challenge. She can be aggravating at times, but boy, she is such a delightful child, and we have so much fun together. I was commenting to some friends just earlier today about how much energy she has. I can chase her around the house, and she keeps me running, and we just have so much fun. And eventually I can get her to wear down, and I'm of course panting for breath and wearing myself out in the process. But hey, I look at it this way: I'm getting some good exercise, getting my cardiovascular exercise opportunity in, having a lot of fun doing it, a lot more fun than running around city blocks or on a treadmill. But in any event, it's been a delight to have this precious little child of God in our home and enjoying all of the things that makes her happy and makes us happy together. I have been, in our past two shows, focused on a wonderful book written by a great friend of mine. The book's entitled Love at Home, Starring Father, written by a great man who was serving as the mission president of our church when, in 1975, we became members in Louisville, Kentucky, of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This gentleman's name is George D. Durant. He's a published author, has written several books, some audio books, has helped in the church curriculum department, developing manuals that we refer to as family home evening manuals or family home evening curriculum. That has been a great blessing in the lives of countless millions of people around the world during those years that he was part of that. And the principle of family home evening has been a great benefit to literally millions of families around the globe. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But this week, the chapter 5 in his book is entitled Having Fun with Your Children is Church Work. And I thought that was particularly appropriate as I led into the program tonight, as I thought about the fun that we're having with our granddaughter and the fun things that we're doing with her, going to the park, just enjoying all sorts of activities, and how, yes, it does take time, but it's time that would have been potentially spent doing things of no great value in terms of the grand scheme of things. So we're happy and we're enjoying this experience. So Brother Durant, George Durant, starts off chapter 5 by sharing some interesting thoughts. He says, if you were to ask one of my children, which would you rather do, ride on the roller coaster at an amusement park or wrestle with your dad on the floor at home? They'd say, ride on the roller coaster. That's just because they don't really know what they're talking about. They just imagine that they'd rather ride the roller coaster, but they'd really have more fun wrestling with me. How do I know that wrestling with me is more fun for them than riding the roller coaster? Because I've seen it in their eyes, and I've heard it in their voices. I've felt their feelings on both occasions. To me, the data is conclusive. A child's fun barometer goes higher when he's playing with his dad than any other time, and I might add, with their granddad. And of course, wrestling, if you don't throw your back out, is much less expensive than the roller coaster. This is another proof that the best things in life are free. Here I'm using wrestling with the children just as a symbol of all the enjoyable and exciting things there are to do with them. A football game among themselves in the yard is exciting for the children. But when old dad comes out and asks if he can be the quarterback, then watch out. Supreme Fun steps in and each child says, "Oh boy, this is great." The only thing that dampens the fun is that dad gets tired before the kids do and says, "I'd better quit. It's so difficult to see such fun in." Roller coasters fun? Sure, but not anywhere near as much fun as a football game with dad. When dad steps up to the basketball court and says, "I'll take you on, one-on-one," his son's heart starts to pound. The father hooks in an old-fashioned shot, and the son says, "Wow, Dad, you're back to your old high school form." The father replies, "You haven't seen anything yet." Again, the only thing to mar the fun is when the son says, "One more game, Dad," and Dad, panting for breath, begs off with, "Maybe tomorrow, right now, puff, puff, I've got some work to do." A hunting or fishing trip with the world's finest big game guide isn't as much fun as a trip with Dad. One man who now holds a position of great authority once told me of his time spent in the mountains in late October with his father. "My dad's gone now," he told me with tears in his eyes, "but the memory of our hunting together will be with me forever." He went on, "We'd make camp together, we'd hike the mountains together, we'd sit and wait for a buck together, and all the time we'd talk. He'd teach me what he held near and dear. In those times together, he gave me a desire to be and to do good." The more he told me about those hunting trips with his father, the more emotion filled his heart as he said, "Those memories of my time with my dad are my most cherished memories." But some of us aren't hunters or fishermen or athletes. So what do we do? The answer is simple. Do anything at all and do it with the children. Anything they get to do with you when you are in a good mood is fun. Even if it's work, fixing a car, taking pictures, going to the state fair, training a dog, polishing rocks. Anything a father does with his children is fun. That is, it's fun if the father sees that the children are more important than the activity. Take fishing, for example. A fishing trip isn't as much fun if dad's trying to catch a lunker as it is if dad's desire is to see the children catch even a small fish. When dad helps them learn to fish, smiles and laughs at their tangled lines, unhooks their snags, and to agree acts crazy, the kids will have a ball. The father can sort of let himself go and recapture the fun of being a boy. Children are guaranteed fun beyond measure. You don't have to be an expert to do things with your children. Each year that goes by, my once All-American ability, in my mind, not the coach's, wanes more and more. Now when I take the court against my sons, it isn't quite as much fun for me as it was when I used to win. Now I sort of have to direct my efforts toward winning the sportsmanship trophy. I'm not very good anymore, but that isn't really a factor. All that matters is that the children would sooner play with me than with the Globetrotters. While you're at home, then, take time to play with the children. Take them to places and do things with them. Many of us in the church are busy men, and sometimes playing with the children is low on our list of priorities. I've found that I get more time in with my family if I keep reminding myself that playing with the children is church work. I guess I'm just oriented to the idea that church work has to be done. So when I consider playing with the children as being church work, then I get it done. While I was mission president, I would quite often resolve that it was again time for some more high priority church work. Then we would all go to an amusement park called Opryland in Nashville, Tennessee. It is a beautiful park where groups perform country and western music. I know a few more pleasant places. I just walked around the park with a smile on my face, holding hands with my children, eating all the cotton candy I could stand. Once in a while, a thought would enter my mind. "Hey, you're the mission president. You'd better get back to the office. But then I'd smile again and say to myself, well, I'm doing church, my church work here. I'm with my children and my wife. We're having a fun day, and tonight I'll be able to write in my journal that I did 6 hours of glorious church work today. I'd eat a little more cotton candy and let the children lead me wherever they wanted to go. Church work with your family doesn't mean you leave other church work undone. It merely means that you do both, and you can do both. Some days you can spend a whole day with the children. Other times it will have to be a 10-minute wrestle or a one paper airplane constructed between dinner and evening meeting. A few minutes informal fun with Father every day makes a million memories for the children. Some years ago, when we lived in Salt Lake City, we located a store where we could get ice cream cones for 5 cents. Wow. That price fit our pocketbook, so at least once a week, all 10 of us would climb in our station wagon and head for the store. We were so happy, you'd have thought we were headed for Disneyland. A discouraged look would cross the waitress's face as she saw us coming. She knew that 10 cones were coming up. On the way back home, we sang as we ate the ice cream. We rolled up the window so that the police wouldn't hear us. We sang all sorts of songs. One night, as we returned home and parked in the driveway, I said, all of you, when you get out of the car, go up and stand on the porch. They all stood there, and I stood on the sidewalk 2 steps below them. I told them to look at the stars for a moment, and then we'd pray. I thanked the Lord in the prayer for our family and for the joy we all felt when we were together. I suggest that those ice cream experiences were church work. I believe such experiences can do more than any other church experience to help children decide to live in accordance with gospel teachings. Reading this chapter may have caused you to reevaluate how much you play with your children. If you don't do it enough, perhaps you feel a little guilty. If you do, then you're not alone. There's so much to do in so little time. But guilt should motivate action. Resolve anew to do more church work with the children. Both you and I can do better. It's not a matter of money, but only of the right principles. If you come home too tired to do anything but plop down with the newspaper and the kids surround you with, Dad, let's play ball, or come outside and see this, learn to say, kids, give me 15 minutes and I'll be ready. Then relax 15 minutes and ask the Lord for strength to do some great church work. The Lord will give you strength because he blesses those who do his work. And his greatest work is the work you do with the little ones that he has sent to you. My fellow fathers, let's have fun with the children. In the long run, it will make all the difference. Wow, what a beautiful message. As I reflect on the stories that he shared, as I think about the rearing of our own children and some of these special moments now with grandchildren, I recognize more than ever the importance of having fun with your kids. In a personal sense, I probably have some regret that because of jobs, not so much because of conflicts with church work, but more because of professional conflicts, there were a number of years that I probably wasn't at home as much as I really should have been. And so consequently, I got to as many ball games as I could get to, BM bicycle races, cheerleading events with our daughter, and scouting events. But there were a lot that I had to miss. And, you know, you look back and you recognize with some regret that that's life and that's the reality. So I would implore those who are at that very pivotal crossroad where you're rearing children and you're trying to do that balancing act of work, family, church responsibilities, civic responsibilities, whatever it might be, remember what number one priority is, and that's always going to be your family. It reminds me a little bit of the old Ed Sullivan show, where he might have a performer come out and he would have this pole, and on that pole he would place a china plate and he'd start spinning it. And then there'd be a second pole, and he'd put a plate on that and start spinning it. And then a third pole, spin another plate. And he might have five or six or seven or eight poles with plates spinning on each one. And as he would go down the line, the first plate would start to kind of wobble, and he'd run back and spin a little bit to keep it going. Then he'd get another pole up and get that plate started. Then he'd have to run back to the second pole and start spinning that. And as we watched that show and watched that performance, I have many times thought back on that over my life as an analogy of what life kind of like. You know, we're constantly trying to keep all the plates spinning. And sometimes, as I saw on that show, one would fall off and it would crash to the floor and it would break. And so don't let the plate that represents your family spin out of control and fall and break. That is not what we want. Now, there are lesser things, smaller plates, so to speak, that if they don't always make perfect circular rotations and fall and break, they can always be replaced or we can make it up. But in the long scheme of things, there was a prophet of God who made the statement that said that no success in life can compensate for failure in the home. Let me repeat that. No success in life can compensate for failure in the home. Parents have been given a God-given responsibility to raise, to nurture, and to train up the children that have been placed within their homes. It's a God-given commitment. And so with that thought in mind, it's my hope and my prayer that each of us will take renewed efforts in being the very best parent, the very best grandparent, or the very best uncle or aunt that we can possibly be with regard to family and with children. It's a glorious day when children are happy and can feel the love, know that they're appreciated, and know that they are in a safe environment. In the last few days, I've had the opportunity to meet a couple here in Memphis that are committed to protecting children. The organization they have is called Save the Kids. And the purpose of their organization is to do the preventative things, help parents do the preventative things that cause children to run away, to go out on the streets, to become trafficked, abused, to commit, you know, personal injury to themselves due to depression, suicide, all of the many things that seem to be afflicting our young children and teenage children in our society. There's a lot of things going on out there that are just sad to hear on the news and to know that are happening. I'm looking forward to working with these folks at Save the Kids. It's a Memphis-based organization. I'll put a link to their organization on the Facebook post for this show. If you're able to volunteer here locally, they need all the help they can get. They put on several booths at fairs and events throughout the community. Some 200 events they'll participate in every year. 200 events, that's a lot of activity. It's all volunteer work. They'll have booths where they'll do ID identification for children, where they'll do a picture, fingerprinting, a DNA swab. They'll measure their height, they'll weigh them. All of this will be documented for the benefit of the parents to have. They have an organization that's making available gun locks. It's sad to report, but apparently Memphis is one of the leading cities in the entire United States where children get a hold of guns that are held by their adult guardians or parents that are not secured, that are loaded, and the kids end up shooting themselves or shooting someone else. And it's a serious problem. So one of the things that they make available at these fairs are free to the public gun locks with no registration, no paper trail. just available for those who have guns to be able to get a gun lock to make their gun be safe and secure, especially when they have children in the home. A variety of other things that they do to help in the training and educating of parents in watching for the telltale signs of a troubled youth and helping them to identify the things they can do to be better parents. So I'm looking forward as an individual and through the organizational structure that we have within our church, we have a volunteer platform known as Just Serve. It's open to the public, and through that platform, it's a website, various organizations can post their organization and a link to their website listing what their volunteer needs are. Many, many worthwhile organizations, while they can use financial donations, they really, really do need boots on the ground, so to speak. They need people to come and help do the things that their organization is focused on. Save the Kids is an organization that needs volunteers to help with these fairs and events. And so we're going to be doing our part to help promote this and encourage others to be part of the volunteer process. Now, obviously, as a foundation, donations that are made are tax deductible. And so therefore, there is always a need for financial support for any organization. And if you're in a position to do that, you'll see the link to their website, and you'll be able to take steps to maybe help them in that regard. It was quite a delight. I had the opportunity to meet with the founder and his wife of this organization the other day and have a very, very wonderful visit with them. The Lord has called this couple to do this great ministry, and they're making great progress and doing wonderful things here in the Memphis community. And they're being, you know, receiving requests to duplicate this organization in other cities around the country. So there's a great work to be done there. Well, we have a few more moments, but I just wanted to kind of wrap things up. In our last program, I mentioned a book called The 1 Minute Father. It's written by Spencer Johnson, Dr. Spencer Johnson. He co-wrote or co-authored a book called The 1 Minute Manager with Kenneth Blanchard, and I referenced that book. And as we proceed in future shows, we'll be taking some more chapters out of George Durant's book. But I also want to spend some time focusing on some very important principles that are taught in this book called The 1 Minute Father. It's a great book and a lot of good ideas to help improve every moment that we spend with our children. Well, as I wrap up our show today, I just want to let everyone know that I am deeply appreciative of my Father in heaven for his love and for his tender mercies. I am especially thankful for his Son, Jesus Christ, for his love, for his mortal ministry and his example, and especially, most especially, the great gift of salvation that he made possible through his atoning sacrifice, through his resurrection, that we might all have life eternal. I am eternally thankful to my Father in heaven and to his Son, Jesus Christ, for life and for eternal life. I look forward to that glorious day when I can be reunited with family in the hereafter and to be with our Father in heaven and his Son, Jesus Christ. However, as my father used to quote, a friend of his who used to say, "Heaven may be my home, but I ain't homesick yet." So just know that I'm enjoying life to the fullest, love my family, love our children, love their children, our grandchildren, and just enjoy a wonderful life with my wife. She's such a sweetheart. We will be married, good gravy, we'll be married 48 years come November. Where has the time gone? What a wonderful journey it has been. Looking forward to many, many, many more years in the future. I love my wife with all my heart. Love you, folks. Thanks for listening. hope that this message has been helpful. And as you're able, perhaps share this this link with friends that you know. Put it on your Facebook page so that others may be benefited by the things that we share in this program. We're working on, and in the near future, we'll have a special Power Up Your Family Facebook group. We'll send out invitations for those who might want to be a part of that. And we'll have a place where you can go back and listen to all of the previous shows, along with a lot of supplemental materials, links to organizations with great ideas for family rearing and family opportunities to be improved. So as we conclude this program of Power Up Your Family, may I say to all, one and all, God bless, we love you, and we look forward to the next time that we can be with you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.